Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Readings with Linus. I'm so glad that you're here. Did you miss me? Well, let me just give you a good reason why, if you did. Yes, I'm back. Did you miss me? I missed all of you. Was in the hospital for a week and 2 weeks recovery. And so the chat room is open with Miss Nina, our psychic and Reiki master, moderating the chat room. And we've got Brenda. Woohoo! I mean, we're just full staff today. How about that? Well, anyway, let me continue on a little bit. The Essence of Success Network with Reiki Master and Psychic Nina. All are welcome, male, female, or children. I've been a psychic for over 40-plus years. I do tarot readings, Chinese readings, yes, I do, angel readings. I also connect with loved ones that have passed over. I'm a one-of-a-kind psychic because I'm honest and I shoot from the hip. If anybody's heard me before, you'd know. It's in good. It's not bad. I don't believe in nonsense. Tell it like it is. The truth will set you free. Now, for a more in-depth reading from 30 minutes to 1 hour, contact me at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's all one line, theessenceofsuccess.com, or leave me a note on Facebook at the Essence of Success Network. I will respond in 24 hours to your request. Reading times, if you want to call in, is Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. at night, and that is on Pacific time because I'm on the West Coast in Washington State. I don't work weekends unless it's an emergency, so thank you for the support and enjoy the shows. Now, for y'all that knew that I was in the hospital and sick, I want to say thank you for your emails, your calls, the prayers, oh my God, so many prayers, and I thank all of you for that. And, you know, checking in with me to make sure everything was going fine in my recovery, and I do appreciate that. So anyway, I'm back, Nina's back, and Brenda's here, so you know what? I always start with a prayer. Let's do that, and then we'll start the readings. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us, strengthen what's weak in us, mend what's broken in us, bind what's bruised in us, and heal what's sick in us, and lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am, so shall it be. All right, so let's begin. Our first caller is area code 727. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Hello, 727.
Hi, this is Mary. Can you hear me?
I can now. What is your name again? I'm sorry.
Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you today?
I'm fine, and I'm glad that you're better. I didn't know you were sick, but that's wonderful. So.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's a blessing. My question is, I'm still looking for a house so I can move. I'm sort of ready to move. I've got boxes packed, but I haven't found what I want, and I do want to move in the summer if that's possible. What do you see for me?
Well, when you said move in the summer, the first thing I saw was August. So I would say by August 1st. Are you looking for a condo or actually a home?
No, I want an actual house, so I have a yard and everything. I don't want anybody attached to me. I don't want neighbor,
okay.
You know, I don't want, yeah.
No, that's fine. Well, what I'm picking up, Rosemary, is August for your move, and I see a little bit less. In other words, if the house is going for, say, $300,000, I see you getting it at like $275,000 or $250,000.
Okay.
Through your negotiations, I see you talking. What I see right now, you're talking to a real estate person, but the owner will agree to lower the price. So that's a good thing. Where this house is located, I'm getting south of you. So
I want to move to Dunedin, which is north of me by about 15 minutes, not even that.
Okay, north
I
of you.
I want to go to the Dunedin area. That's just where it's not far from here. Where I live is nice, but I just want to move to Dunedin. So I'm hoping that's where it's going to be.
Okay. Well, I saw south. When you said north, I saw problems. So I don't know. Maybe it depends where you live in the north. But when you said north, I just, huh?
I saw south too, Lennis.
Yeah, I saw south also.
Is it far from where I'm at?
No. Well, I said it's to the south from where you live right now. Wherever
okay,
you live right now,
this,
south direction from there.
Yeah, it's a nice. This is a nice area. If it was in this area, that would be okay. I just want to have a house.
Okay.
Well, you're the
that's
one
what
that...
I. Go ahead, Nina.
I said you're the one that's in charge, Rosemary. So if you like the area, find something in that area.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Rosemary, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
And you too. Thank you so much. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller, 786, you're on the line. What's your name?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay, and who is this?
My name is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. How are you today?
I'm doing good, and I'm so glad to hear that you're out of the hospital and feeling better.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be here, that's for sure. Well, Samantha, what's going on? You have such a quiet, timid kind of being. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm still sick right now, so I'm trying not to, I guess, overexert myself.
Oh,
but,
okay. Okay.
But I really want to know what you see involving jobs. I've been unemployed for a while, and I've gone on a lot of interviews, and I thought most of them went well, but I didn't get the position. So I'm still searching, and I'm hoping, and I've been praying, and I've been putting a lot of effort towards it. I'm hoping by the end of this month or early May, I will have a solid, you know, job so I can go back to school. And I was just wondering what you guys see involved in that.
Okay, now I see in 2 weeks a job, which will be around May 1st or right after it. But it's away from where you live at right now. It's like a next city. I'll be like this. If you lived in Los Angeles, the next city going, what, east or west is Anaheim. You know what I mean? It's not a big city. Maybe the suburbs would be the better place. But you're going to have to go to another, I just say city, for this particular job. So if it means maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes driving, yeah. But it's a good paying job, and it's kind of what you're looking for also. But you will have to travel. It won't be like, you know, you could walk to work. Bus probably. Yeah, you could take the bus or drive, yeah.
Yeah,
but
well,
I see that
I
coming
have a
up
car,
in 2 weeks.
So the bus.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
That's
fine.
Great.
There's nothing wrong with that, but I see in about 2 weeks, like I said, around the 1st of May or during that first week of May, that something will come up for you. Right now they're showing me $15. So I'm assuming that's $15 an hour.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, from nothing to 15 is wonderful.
Brenda or Nina, did you pick up anything? No? Well, anyway, that's what I feel, is though in 2 weeks' time you'll get your job. Yeah. So that's going to be good for you because it'll be like, you know, almost the beginning of summer, May, so that's good. Were you thinking of going to school this summer, taking up some classes?
No, I actually really want to go back in January.
Of next year? Okay, okay. Well, I
see
three classes.
Yeah, I just want to save up money.
Okay, I see three classes, so it must be between now and next January you're going to pick up three classes. Maybe they're in the evening time, you know, where you go like once a week in the evening, or it could be also I'm seeing Saturday because I know some classes are held on Saturday, which is shorter because usually weekend classes are half the time. But I see you picking up three classes prior to January of next year. So... maybe it could be because you're able to get funding for those three classes or school loan. But anyway, it helps. That's three less classes you have to take come January. But they're not all together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like maybe something comes up in August and you're doing Saturdays for four Saturdays in a row and you're done. And then in the fall, maybe another class you're able to take. You only go once a week. So it's going to be good with your schedule. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh my goodness. I'm so happy to hear that. It's been really stressful not working and wanting to go back to school and hearing that something really good is coming up soon.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're doing good. We're right. Not only to tell you, Samantha, but the rest of the callers, the new moon began yesterday on Saturday, and this is a powerful new moon having to do with finances and relationships. So anything in finances, that could be from getting a new job, a promotion, money owed to you, or heck, maybe you might be lucky at hitting the lotto. God bless, you know, but it's good right now. So you're already on that path and have been there. So now it's just going to develop outwardly. So it's like, hey, can you come in for an interview? We got this job. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And
call me
I
back
really
next
hope
month
to call
or something. Let me know. Yeah, but you're
going
to get the job. Like I say, it's starting at $15 an hour, so I don't know what you're looking for, but, you know, it's a good start. Let's put it like that. You know what I mean? It's better than zero. So, yeah.
Yes.
But
and
you're going to do good.
And pop some ginger tea. Pop some ginger tea into your system.
Yes, I mean, I'm from the Caribbean. You would think I'd have it in my house all the time, but I have to buy it, but I will.
You have a what?
No, I said I'm from the Caribbean. Like, we use tea for everything, and ginger tea is something that we all drink, and the one time I need it, I don't have it in the house.
Oh, okay, because, yeah, it would definitely dry you up and help you out with the runniness and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I honestly didn't pick up anything about the job, but I, for some reason, your energy was, I thought, was going to go in a different direction, but so. Well,
yeah.
I'll be glad to hear about your job soon.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Thank
yes,
you so
ma'am.
Much.
Well, you're welcome, Samantha, and have a wonderful week, and congratulations on your new job there, young lady.
And
oh,
let
thank
us know
you.
How it comes out. All righty.
Right.
Okay, next call is area code 661. You're on the line with Linus, Brenda, Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lena. Linus, my name's Brandy.
Brandy?
Yes.
Am I saying that correct? Brandy? Okay. I just wanted to know if it was a Brandy or Brittany. Okay, well, what's going on, Miss Brandy?
Yeah, I was wondering what you thought would come up for in the romance department.
She was the one.
Go ahead, Brenda. You picked up something quicker than I did.
No, because I thought that the last caller, because I the romance, but then it's so it's Brandy. Maybe that's who I was picking up. Yeah, that you're when it hurt. I was picking up that it was the concern of the caller. That's what I was picking up. So.
Right.
What's your question? Oh, you just want to know anything in general?
Right.
No, she wants
yeah.
to know about relationships.
Yeah,
right.
in general about relationships.
Yeah.
So right. So who's coming in, not who's going out, right?
Right, who's coming in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I got, too, that she just got out of something that was, I won't say awful, but it perturbed her. Yeah. So, yes, we are moving on. Thank you very much. That is not what I want in my life. And moving on. Okay, Brandy, so.
Yeah.
I am picking up.
Okay, Nina.
I am picking up that you need to take some time to heal a little bit. I think the last romance was a little rough on you, so be a little bit choosy this time.
Yeah, I've been single for 5 years, so.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what I just learned, Brandy. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go so that the new person can come in.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds easy. We can all say words that sound very easy, but that is hard, but you need to let it go so that the new person can come in.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're holding on to baggage, and that's what I consider it as, no matter what the situation is baggage that you don't need.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, just let it go. And like, 5 years, girlfriend, come on. You backed up like a taillight. And I know you're a good-looking woman, so get out there. Get out there and put yourself on the block. And like, I'm available, you know, but remember your criteria, what you're looking for in a man. Have your clarity there with you. Because I see that during the summer, you have a good time this summer from June to August. It's just like, it's your summer. Everything is just, as they say, coming up roses. So Nina's right, take time to heal. But once you put yourself out there and you let that other go, girlfriend, it's just, I see all kind of people from women to men around you that want to celebrate with you, whether it's family picnic or barbecue or whatever that it may be. But you just people want you. It's like, you know, they're calling you, come go, we're going to go do this or go do that. And, of course, during this period from June to August, you're going to meet quite a few men. I see five right now, five that they're showing me. So, yeah, this is your
Brandy,
summer.
I'm just, you know, and maybe that's why Nina is telling you, it's like you're gonna let something go.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like I get this strong impression that you're. It's almost like somebody who looks so far beyond where they are. I don't mean your position in life, but it's like the things that are around you. Like they're. It's like okay. This is the impression I get about your new intended. Very familiar. Somebody that you. It's almost like. That saying, if it were a snake, it would have bit me. Like,
yeah.
They're in your life, and you haven't even remotely considered them. And I don't know if it's somebody that you just happen to see every day, or if it has to do with somebody that's around where you work, or your family. It's like you're not... And I think, like, if you let something go, maybe if there's, like,
yeah,
some idealized perfection
and
you're just, like...
Yeah, I was recovering from an illness, and that makes sense. I could see how I would miss someone noticing me.
Okay. Start looking around, and it's like, and just be open.
Mm-hmm.
Be open for somebody to just... It could even be somebody that just, you don't even, if they just, for some reason, when you're around them, you always feel really good or comfortable. And they're sort of reading you, like, you know, they're waiting for the opening, right? Your energy. So Nina, I'm really piggybacking on Nina on that one, because now it makes...
That would make sense to me. I mean, from what you were saying, yes.
Okay. Yeah, get excited, get ready, and be your very charming self, as Lena said. These are all factors to lead to just you all of a sudden. Wow. I have a friend who just, she met a neighbor, I mean, right with, she, and she was so picky all the time, but it's like her next-door neighbor. So.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of
saying that's
too.
For you. I'm just saying it can be that close. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Brandy.
Well, thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Take care.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
And have a
yeah,
wonderful
you too.
Summer.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Our next caller is area code 631. You're on the
line.
Yes. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call. I just wanted to see what you saw with my love life.
Who's the guy that's a salesman? Damn, he jumped out fast.
I have no idea.
He's in sales?
I don't know anybody with sales.
Okay, he just jumped out really fast as you were talking. He says he's a salesman. Huh. Okay.
Lannis, I picked up three guys. Lannis.
Go ahead.
I picked up about three guys.
Three guys?
Woo-woo. Woo-woo.
Who are the three?
I'm not sure who they are, but I know there's three hanging around, and they are very interested in you. I
like
guess
who?
You're going to have... don't ask. I'm not the name Lannis is, but yeah, there's three of them. They're hanging around, so you're going to have your pick.
She's very engaging.
What about someone that I liked in the past named Sean? Do you see him coming around?
Sean. Sean's a player.
Yep.
I thought so. That's what I'm picking up on him, player. I'm seeing player.
Who's got the beard? Who's got the beard in your life? There's a guy with a beard. Or she's got some facial hair. And I know all men have it, but he actually wears facial hair. He doesn't shave it all off.
He had facial hair, Sean, but I haven't seen him since December.
Oh. I do see that person popping around you or popping in.
Do you know when?
Out. Huh?
Do you know when?
No, but I do see facial hair. I see facial hair, and I see a concerted effort from the person with facial hair.
Thank you, Brenda. I saw the same thing.
Okay. So hopefully you like that.
I don't know. I have one man who likes me who's 36, another who's 56. I don't know.
Okay, so you're confirming what Nina said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no third one. There's a third one, but he likes everyone too, so I don't know anymore.
You got to get down to what you're looking for.
No, I am. I was just wondering about that other one, Sean, if he was going to call, because I kind of missed him, but I haven't heard from him.
And,
you have a phone.
What did Nina say?
I said she has a phone, too. You could pick it up.
I did. I texted him, and I called him. He never called me to text me back.
Interesting.
Then
then he might be a player, and then maybe that's... Listen, I think you need to take stock of what it is you're looking for. This is from a psychological perspective. Take stock of exactly what you're looking for, the qualities you're looking for, not necessarily the looks, but the qualities. And then,
no, I am.
Yeah, okay. And match that up, because then that'll guide you a little better into a more amenable situation for you. But, definitely... somebody with facial hair that wears it. I mean, it looks nice the way I see it. It's with facial hair. And so I feel like it's somebody who has darker hair, what I can see. So
yeah, I agree, Brenda. It is somebody with darker hair for sure. Also, Brenda, I want to thank you for bringing up taking stock in the qualities of a person that you want to have in a partner. That's what I've been telling the ladies in the chat room forever. So thank you for reaffirming that for me.
Yeah.
You don't. So you do see someone coming into my life?
Oh, yeah. Somebody with facial hair, darker hair. But like Nina said, there's more than one headed your direction. And that's, I assume you're going to pick the guy with the facial hair. I'm not sure if that's the best one for you. It could be, as Lena said, and Nina said, that he's a bit of a player. So
you think the person passed might call, or is he done and has somebody else?
Yeah, he's with somebody else right now. But what?
But he's never going to call again.
Think about no. No, the guy's a player. If he comes back, I'm going to just, okay, I shoot from the hip. If he comes back, he's coming back for the sex and goodbye. You served a purpose, he served a purpose. Whatever
more
that you may be looking for from him, it will not happen. But you'll become vulnerable. That's why I'm telling you, he's a player, in and out your life.
Why would he want me if he has somebody else?
Why do men do
what they
do?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I'm trying to see what. Stop, Lynn.
Yeah,
he's no different than any other man. But a man with hair on his face does not have to be Sean. It could be another man that will treat you way better than Sean treated you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what the ladies are trying to tell you. It's a facial hair man. How much, they didn't know, but he is coming, and of course there's a couple other guys there. So look forward to that. Let Sean go. That's not for you. If anything, thank him for being the way he is, because that's not the man for you. Believe me, the right man is coming for you. He is
coming.
It ain't Sean. So, you know, open your mind out, and when these guys come to you, take a little minute or two, use your women wiles, and check them out. It wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
Might be, like Brenda said, might be the one that you're looking for.
Now, do you see this in a couple of weeks, a couple of days, a couple of months, a couple of years?
Okay, because you're taking a whole lot of questions. That's a whole lot of questions.
No,
but that's a whole lot of questions, and don't you?
No, I'm just wondering if I have to wait years. That's what I meant.
No.
Okay.
I would say maybe a month or two at the latest.
Oh, okay.
Couple of months, if that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
they're going to be around you before then, but as far as like, okay, I'm in a relationship with an individual, a couple of months down the road. So in other words, what you're doing now is grocery shopping.
Okay.
Until you get up to pay for it, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so if Sean calls, I'll just say goodbye then.
Yes.
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 I just didn't understand if he's dating somebody, well, he would call anyway, so.
Because he's a player.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay,
Susan, thank you
for calling, and we're wishing you the very best, young lady, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Okay, next caller, area code 610. You're on the line with Linus, Brenda, Nina. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Sonia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Sonia. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Okay. What can we answer for you?
I was calling because I was unemployed for a bit, like since the beginning of December. And I found a job the beginning of April, but I only lasted 2 weeks on the job. It was a totally different, career change and what it is since I didn't pass the examinations. I think you can only repeat them so many times. They terminated me on Friday. So I'm once again, job hunting.
Okay, now let me ask you, Sonia, are you looking for a permanent or a temporary status?
Permanent.
Okay. For some reason why I asked you that, because I see you going out on contractual jobs through a temp agency. That's why I asked you that.
Okay. I mean, like I said, I just applied for something today, And everything feels good. I meet the qualification, and I'm planning on applying on contacting the company tomorrow, you know, for the application.
Okay.
And you know, there are some other ones too that I'm, you know, I'm planning on applying to as well.
Okay. Well, look, don't come down hard on yourself just because they let you go on Friday. There's something else that's waiting for you that will fulfill you, and fill that void in you as far as, you know, working. So I can feel and see that you're a good worker, that, you know, you do your very best. That's why I said temporary. But if you feel as though this is coming up as permanent, hey, beautiful, beautiful.
Right. No, like I said, I just applied today, and I have some other ones also that I'm planning on applying as well. You know, I mean, I need to – my employment is going to run out, I believe, by mid of June, and then I won't
okay.
have any more unemployment. So, you know, it's not a, I don't have the luxury of – of waiting extensively. So.
No. Well, I see something coming up 2 weeks into May.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is what you applied for yesterday. I don't know, but I see coming up in 2 weeks in May. And it is permanent. I see two areas, either construction or medical. Now, in
well,
construction,
yeah,
I
medical
see.
Well, medical that I applied to. Yeah, the one I
oh,
applied
okay,
to.
Oh, okay, because... No, go ahead. That's why I said I
yeah.
saw two.
Okay.
Well, if it's the medical then, yeah, something's definitely going to come through for you. In medical, I also see you doing, now this is permanent, Sonia, so let me tell you, is have you ever done, you know, where people will go out to folks' home and help them where, you know, maybe make sure they take their medications and make sure they've had their breakfast, lunch, or dinner, what have you. Chore worker. There you go. Have you thought about that?
No, I don't have any qualifications. This medical was more related to,
okay.
You know, to my information technology background.
Okay. So you want IT and medical.
Yeah, because I
All
do
right.
have a degree, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I saw that too. Well, go for it, girl. Something's coming up in 2 weeks. You'll be
mm-hmm.
working. I say 2 weeks, but the first 2 weeks in May.
Okay.
By the second week, you should be
All
working
right.
permanently.
But you don't feel
yeah.
that I'm gonna be let go again, right? Because I'm really getting tired of this. And you know, it happened in December. Now it happened on Friday. You know, it's just.
It's nothing personal. It's just the right now. So don't
okay.
take it. Don't take it personally. It's not got anything to do with you or the way you work. It's just the economy right now.
Oh, okay. But do you feel that the next job is going to be, like, long-term?
I'm not feeling that it's long-term.
No? Like, how long, a month or two, or longer than that?
I see it longer than that, but I don't see it permanent. Lennis, what are you seeing?
I kept seeing temporary. That's why I was
yeah.
asking her about that. But,
yeah,
you know, do a temporary job, yeah. You know, you can get on permanent if you're just trying to get your feet in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No.
I mean,
the jobs I'm applying to are all permanent. They're all, like, you know, full-time permanent positions.
Hmm. Well, keep looking. Here's the thing. It's that job, from a spiritual point of view, they let you go, then it's definitely to your better good to go. It's a hard thing to do when you're really thinking you need the job. But unfortunately, the times that we are either terminated or we're sort of, you know, things are so uncomfortable you have to leave a job, it probably means that staying there is going to be even worse than you can imagine. Something is probably protecting you from what could have happened on that job. And I'm speaking to you from somebody who actually was attacked on her job. And I ended up having to leave that profession. And then I ended up, you know, here in school, you know, trying to complete my dissertation. So for a doctor, I already got the master's. But the point is, a lot of times it seems like it's a bad thing because it's inconvenient, but spiritually, the universe is preparing you for something better. So one thing to really look at, if you are coming into temporary positions, make sure that they're ones, when you look at them, there's either skills or there's something about having that on your resume that's going to be to your advantage. Okay? So it might be even just working at a company temporary that other people would look at as a good thing that you have on your resume. Do you understand what I'm saying?
She hung up, but I'm sure she's listening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, because I'm sure she was listening. That's why I was letting you go on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that was Sonia, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Sonia, trust me, there's a reason for this, but hang in there, because the best job is getting ready. You're going to be positioned for the better job with the next temporary job, and it's going to come up. It's going to come up pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find something here in the next few weeks, right, Lennis?
Yep, she will.
Yeah.
She will.
Okay.
She will. Well, thank you, Sonia. Okay, next caller. Area code 678, you're on the line with Lennis, Brenda, Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. Glad
Hi.
You called. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad I finally made through. I'm just calling to see what you see for my love life. Single at the moment, so anything popping up by summer.
I know one thing.
The first thing that came up to me about your,
Brenda.
Okay, your love life, Regina, it is somebody that you would not expect. For instance, if you never date blonde guys, all of a sudden a blonde guy is going to be in your life like you can't shake loose. And it's just going to be a surprise. It doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, a particular racial color or a particular hair color, but it's somebody who's really unexpected. So what I'm going to say to you, and it'll be interesting to hear back from you, is when somebody kind of comes at you and, you know, like romantically, and because you're not used to that particular something about them, don't throw them away. Just consider it. Somebody asks you on a date that you wouldn't expect, just go ahead and take the date.
Okay.
It'll be interesting, and you're going to probably find out that you like this person or you enjoy being around them, but it is somebody very unexpected. First thing to bong off of you when you started talking about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I'm saying blonde is because I normally didn't date anybody blonde. I'm really attracted to dark-haired people. But,
yeah, me too.
I was born with blonde hair, so you'd think that, you know, but I just always used to think, yeah, I don't know, I didn't want any blonde-haired children. But it could have happened because it's in my gene pool, so.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Just who cares about the color? Listen, it could be somebody that makes you laugh all the time and you're thinking you like somebody really serious. You know, some people like the tall, dark, silent type, and you end up with a guy all of a sudden that talks all the time, you're going to find that you really like him.
Okay.
So give him a chance.
Okay. I give him a chance. Won't hurt.
Anyone else?
I was agreeing with you that it is going to be somebody different, like 180 degrees different than what she's used to dating. But I'm glad for that, because the last guy, she almost had to put a restraining order on him. He was working your last good nerve, wasn't he?
Yes.
Your previous relationship. Yeah. You don't have to mention his name. I already see it and feel it. So I'm glad. Where spirit is taking you now is somebody totally opposite, and it's like this. Brenda was explaining it. It's like if you were in a relationship with an alcoholic, okay, every time you get with another man, it's another alcoholic. You're like, God, what is this? Because you need to change. and be with somebody totally different, that this man, he just has coffee in the morning, he's good to go. Or maybe he might have a drink on the weekend. You're looking at somebody 180 degrees different than what you're dealing with, because that will be your love. That will be the relationship that's the LTR, long term.
Wow.
So listen to Brenda. He is going to be different. Blonde hair. I'm seeing somebody light. But like Brenda said, he's got bright hair. But this guy, you and him, yeah, it's going to click. Opposites do attract. So I don't want you looking like, I don't know why he's talking to me. I don't have nothing to say to him. Don't do that. You know, just say, oh, my name is Regina. What's your name? Blah, 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 blah. You know, and it will be okay. Yeah, it'll be great. And let me just say this from me. This is not coming from Brenda or Nina. I'm glad that you got out that last relationship. That was not for you, baby, by no means.
Right.
So I'm glad you got out of that. So this is good. You're looking forward to a new life, new relationship, and Brenda's got you thinking about it, which is good. So, you know, just give it a chance. Different, you know.
Different.
Go somewhere like a jazz or something where there's a good variety or diversity of people. And if someone, I'm just putting that out there, happen to come over and talk to you, you know, and you're like, okay, sit down for a minute. You know, rather than to push a guy off and scare him away, you know, like, okay, I'll give him about 5 minutes conversation. If that's not what you want, let's say, well, thank you. It was nice talking to you. Now you can leave. Okay.
But I'm not saying he has to be blonde. I'm just saying as an example. But Lennis may be seeing a blonde. I didn't see the description of him. I just knew he was really, different.
Different.
In some way.
Yeah.
Perform. Okay.
And
he's a comedian.
Yeah.
And he's a comedian.
Comedian.
He's a comedian,
oh, wow,
too. Let me tell you that. Yeah. Because I'm picking that up.
Well,
that he is
good.
Funny
that's
as
good.
Hell. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
It'll be funny.
It might
probably
turn out
will
to be
just really blonde, you know, Californian looking dude that makes her laugh. That would just crack me up.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm just saying it would be funny. It would be funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I come across that, I'll let you ready to go.
Yes.
Something like that.
You will. You will. And I'll tell you what, you're going to start doing this in May, because during the summer, as you attend different family or friend outings, you'll be there. You'll be there.
Wow.
In fact, when you start dating him, your friends will be like, girl, where did you find him from? That's your secret.
Are they going to be jealous?
Oh, yeah, because dude got money. Yeah, they're going to be jealous.
Oh.
I can tell you that right now. This guy is going to spoil you, honey. It's not just a man in your life, but a man that will treat you with honor and respect spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Yes.
So, yep, you got all three.
I definitely need that. Oh, wow. Okay. This is looking fun for the summer. Okay. I like
yes,
that.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling and have a good week, Regina.
You too, ladies. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And thank you, Brenda, too. Okay. Area code 512. You're on the air with Lennis, Brenda, and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Julia.
Hi, Julia. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm A1.
What'd she say?
I said I'm A1.
A1?
You come with a little sauce.
A little sauce? If it's
I'm
a good steak,
steak,
I don't
sauce. Sauce. Don't mind me. I'm being silly.
She is
saucy. All right,
saucy.
Ms. Julia.
Things are beautiful here. I'm in Austin, Texas, and I'm actually out at my pool, so enjoying.
Now, you know we're envying you right now, Julia.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to rub it in.
Yeah, well.
I don't blame you. Girlfriend, if you got it, flaunt it. You know what I mean?
All right.
Enjoy yourself. That's what you're supposed to be doing, so God bless. Thanks.
Are you calling to ask if he's faithful or if he's the right one? Are you calling to ask that about somebody?
I'm not, but are you picking that up? I was going to go career-wise.
Well, yeah. The first thing that bunged off of you is, yeah, he's the right one.
Oh, well, I'm almost 100% sure that he is. He's just in a tough situation right now, so I've been praying for his situation and waiting until it's an honoring spot for us to start anything.
Oh, yeah, he's the one.
Yeah.
Okay, that bonged up for me.
Anyway,
I don't know
about
the others. Go ahead with your question.
Okay,
she's
thank
asking
you for that.
About career, and I wanted to say, Julia, do you know Magic Johnson? I see you working for somebody big time. Well,
no. Really?
Yes. Do you do administrative work or public relations?
No. I work as a spiritual intuitive transpersonal practitioner. So I'm going to start using some quartz crystals in my practice. I haven't started yet, but healing work like that, energy work, I'm being drawn towards that. But and also getting my licensure as a marriage and family therapist. So.
Ooh.
Oh, okay, because I see like big time people around you. So you're working for them, but it's your business. So
yeah.
I'll put it like that. Yeah, where they come to you, like me when people come for psychic readings. Okay, well, girl, God, I saw
so
big time,
some big
I saw
time
Magic
clients.
Johnson and who was it? Somebody
whoa.
Else real big, and I was like, whoa, what does she do?
Magic Johnson.
There's a lot of movie stars and that a lot of actors come out of Texas. A lot.
Whoa. Well, I hope they find me.
He's from Michigan.
There's a lot. I've been noticing that over the last few years. I'm like, Texas. Boy, there's a lot of Texas.
Yeah,
and did you say
yeah.
Austin, Texas?
Austin, yeah. I mean, like the fastest one of the fastest growing cities, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of actors coming out of there, too. It's,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, what I've seen. So
interesting. Well, I mean, I guess that kind of answers my question without even asking. But I've had a few clients contact me and then not really follow through with sessions. So I was just wondering if I
don't worry about that.
Okay,
don't worry about that.
Myself. Okay.
Yeah, please do. Yes, marketing and advertising will build your business for sure. But I see a bump in your career in May and August. Now, a bump is in profits, which you're making.
Okay.
Besides your overhead costs, which you can actually say that, hey, this $10,000 is all me. You don't have to, like, give it up. But you are going to be dealing with celebrities, young lady.
I love it.
Yep. Yeah, you're going to be dealing with celebrities. So the word does get around about you. As Brenda said, you know, people in Hollywood, they go to spiritualists, believe me. Some of them even guide their careers by astrology and spiritualists. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm seeing. May and August are your two highest months right now as far Yep, May and August are your two bumps. That means you're going to be doing business, but you'll do higher. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can I just jump in here just for a minute? I am a Reiki master on all levels of Reiki. I am recognized as a holistic healer. So, my dear, use crystals definitely, and not just quartz crystals. Use any crystals you feel drawn to.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I had someone tell me just quartz to start, but I any crystals that help, thank you.
And any crystal that you feel particularly drawn to, there's a reason for it, so make sure you clean it before you use it.
Clean it. Oh, yeah, how do I do that?
Sea salt.
Okay. I like things to charge in the moonlight myself when it comes to crystals, you know, or any kind of gem that I'm going to use in that manner for energy.
Okay.
If you just leave it out in the moonlight, like outside on your deck, and let it clear in the moonlight, the moon's always out there. So that I like to charge by moonlight myself. I mean, it's not a dark thing or anything, and you know this, but that's what I do. But that's a quicker way, as Nina's saying, with salt water.
With the salt.
No, it's
salt.
Not salt.
Quicker.
It's not water. It's just sea salt.
Okay,
just sea
yeah.
Salt. Okay.
Okay.
Just sea salt.
You just
salt.
Disperse
mm-hmm.
them and put them with dry sea salt and do it that way. A more powerful way is definitely full moon or new moon.
Okay.
Put in the sea salt and put them outside under the full moon. Really powerful charge to that.
Okay. Wow, beautiful. I never thought of that. Is there anything I could be doing to get myself out there for these famous people coming in?
Well, you have to advertise and put it out there to the universe. Put it out there to the universe that you are open.
Yeah. Look for fairs. Like, when they have, like, some kind of craft fair or they have any kind of street fairs or things like that, you don't have to be somebody draped in, you know, gypsy clothes or anything. But,
oh,
you know,
no.
Because every person who does this kind of work has their own energy, and their clothing and their what they adorn themselves with has to do, like Nina says, with, you know, you're drawn to it because it actually infuses your energy. You know, it's like synchronistic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely love it. And I can feel like I'm so connected to my higher self, and that you just feel that charge. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but those are really good. Like, I know Lennis has done psychic fairs, and of course she's always very popular because she's so spot on. I don't ever do them with her, but I'm shy. But she's done a lot, and a lot of those things, it just helps to get the word out. And you could have, just make sure you make up some cards if you don't have them, or a brochure. So I would imagine you do, and just let it get out there. And the more people avail themselves to your services, the more they're going to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, I have that. I have my site, and I have obviously a network here of colleagues, word of mouth too. So
yeah.
Okay.
But actively search for what's coming up in your community or in nearby communities that you might want to get a booth for a day or for an event.
Okay. Yeah, just, the famous part is a little tough for me to wrap my head around how I'm going to get there, but I trust y'all.
Oh, you don't need to worry about that.
Yeah,
it's not about you forcing it.
Yeah.
It's about allowing things to take place in your life and being open to it. So if this is your intention, then you put that intention out there and you state it from the, as Lennis says all the time, and we all say at our sister station, Levitating Mindsets, it's about I am. So I am attracting and servicing people of all stature, especially those that, you know, are of a substantial wealth or fame, whatever, and it fuels my business. So you let's start with the I am. I am extremely popular on all levels. You know, I am extremely successful.
Okay, that's gorgeous, beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm good with that. I'm all about affirmations, so I can do that.
All right.
And Julia, before we go, I just want to tell you, your higher self is E-M-I-L, Emil.
Emil.
Emil is your higher self. E-M-I-L. Yep,
okay.
I wrote it out when it came to me. It said, your higher self is Emil, so.
Thank you. I received something about Dharma before, but I don't know if that's a different kind of guide. Emil. Okay. I'll start talking to him.
You'll get
addressing him.
Okay. Well, Julia, keep in touch with us and let us know how you're doing, because you're on the right path. And let me just tell you this right quick, because I'm telling you this because I've had an advertising company for years. Google, Facebook, Twitter, Yahoo. Yahoo's kind of going, by the way. Twitter's Twitter has a business set up now that you can set your business up on Twitter and, you know, get a lot of tweets that way. But Google is number one. So what I would say is that, you know, every other day, put a little blurb on Google. This is your business, and you're open to do readings or spiritual help, whatever that it is, and you will get responses, believe me. But your main one is Google, then Twitter, and, of course, Facebook. Facebook, put a page up. This is what
you
do.
Yeah, I don't have – I only have Google right now, so okay.
Okay, yeah, but that definitely will help because it'll get customers going for you. You know, they'll be seeing your name enough on all three sites, and it's like, let me check this woman out. Yeah.
Her name is ringing a bell.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for calling, and Julia, and we wish you the very best. Yeah.
Thank you. God bless.
Look for those
y'all
bumps in May and August. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you, too, and have a wonderful week. Okay. Area code 408. Oh, I guess I should announce. You're listening to Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time is almost 4 o'clock on the West Coast. And 7 on the East Coast. Today we have not only Nina, who works the chat room as the moderator and the manager of the Essence of Success Network. Nina's not only a psychic, but a Reiki master as well. So she can answer a lot of questions about that for you. And then we also have Brenda. Oh, my God. Brenda's a numerologist and also psychic, too, and she's on the air today. So I'm just enjoying this. This is my first day back, and I'm enjoying everybody. So thank you. Okay, now let's continue. Area code 408, you're on the line with us. Who's this?
Hi, guys. My name is Ola, and thank you so much for taking my call. Hi.
No problem. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Just one question about what do you see for relationships in the near future?
Okay. Well, let me tell you this. Whoever the guy is bugging you and calling you on the phone, CSAT. I see somebody that just is bugging you sometime and just CSAT. You know, just like a man can tell a woman no, a woman can tell a man no. You know, so just that. I'm seeing that right away. Okay, now future for Ola. Let's see. There's a little short man. He's so cute. He's a little pudgy. He's not like fat, but a little pudgy. I see him. Let's see. He's just as a good friend. I don't really see a relationship there, but it's good to know him as a friend. He does have some connection.
I see a bit of a dry spell, like you're on a sort of like a spiritual sabbatical. Not spiritual, but relationship. I don't see like some great thing. So it's just the first thing that popped in my head when you started speaking was dry spell, and I don't know if you're just sort of looking because, you know, you've got nothing better to do or you still have some issues you want to work out or you're not really sure if you just really want to have to go all in. But, you know, I can see you dating, but I'm not sensing the deep-seated thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like an in glove thing.
Well, that's what I've been kind of doing for, I guess, last year and kind of working on myself or whatever. Yeah, in the past. So now I'm like ready.
so you think you're ready. Okay.
I guess I think I'm ready.
Okay.
She's
well,
had
which
an attitude
is good.
Snap,
that means
which is good.
You're tired of the low, which means you're more open. Okay,
yes.
The more open you become, the quicker that dry spell is going to certainly end. And that means, let's put this to you, that means being ready for all the weird little complexities of relationships.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I Lennis knows, like, I'll complain about my sweetie all the time, and he's my best friend. But, boy, do we go back and forth to each other, just crazy little things, and we laugh about it all the time. But I often say I do not want to get in another relationship. It's just, if after sweetie leaves, like, yeah, maybe I'll have some sexual tryst, but after that, it's like, yeah, that's it for relationships. They're tough. They really are emotionally engaging. But that's a great thing, right? So
yeah.
I'm just saying to you, you might get really tired as you find somebody seemingly to get under your heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And don't throw them away. You know, don't get into the, like, this is for the birds.
Right.
If you really are ready to exit your dry spell, just
thank you,
right?
Brenda. I am seeing and feeling the same as you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. Don't worry about it. Your dry spell will be over. You just, yeah. All good things will happen.
Okay. Great.
I get your emotional exercising out there, so you're ready for it.
Good. Okay.
Well, yeah, it's giddy, right? When you first start in a relationship, you have
mm-hmm.
that sort of giddy, and you're so excited, you don't even realize how exhausting they are.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just being honest. Nina's been married for what? How long, Nina? How many years?
50 years.
Okay. No, but it could be exhaustive, but it's the best relationship in the world, right?
Yes, it is. We've been married, well, it'll be 41 years in June.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And let me just tell you this. I met him one night. We got engaged the same night, and we were married 2 months and 3 days later. So these things happen.
Wow.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah. And the one that's the stone in your shoe, that's the one you're going to love the deepest.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay, there was this show. It was called what was it called? What was his name? He's a psychologist like I am. The Phil Hartman, whatever, not Phil Hartman,
Dr.
but
Phil?
Dr. what?
Dr. Phil.
Phil? No, not Dr. Phil.
Oh.
No, it was a show, and it had Emily and Bob Hartley or whatever. And there was a guy, there was an episode, and this guy, you know, there's a new person to the group, and she sat down, and he looked at her, and he said, "You're going to break my heart, aren't you?" I mean, it was like the first thing he said to her. And I used to think that was so hilarious, but psychologically,
mm-hmm.
those are the ones that we want, the ones that are going to jog our heart and, you know, manhandle them or womanhandle them, however you want to say it. So be open for the hijinks. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that that's the fun part. You
okay.
know, it's going to be a workout, but you're going to enjoy it. And enjoy letting go of your dry spell. Let's just say that.
Okay. Yeah, Okay.
I know you're ambivalent because I can feel your energy huge, which is why I'm taking this time to tell you this stuff. It is not to scare you. It is to help you to understand this is part of it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. I'll keep that in mind.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Ola, and have
Thanks,
a
guys.
Wonderful week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Next caller is area code 386. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, yes.
Okay, and your name?
Sheena.
Sharon?
Gina.
Oh, Gina.
Gina.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
It's with an S.
Sheena Lannis.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Sheena. Oh, S-I?
S-H-E-E.
Yes.
Okay, I'll get it eventually. Go ahead, Sheena.
Yeah, Sheena.
Okay, I'm
okay,
seeing it
I
right
was,
then.
I'm like the first call I had wanted to know what you see for my love life. Romance.
It's springtime. Everybody's Twitter pating.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means.
Bambi. Everybody wants love and romance because it's springtime and all things new and possible.
Yeah, but Sheena's also tired of something. She's tired of something in her relationships. Are they a little too pushy for you, the men you've been with?
The one that I was with, I just, you know, it's old. I get tired of it. There's one that I'm looking forward to, and his name is Kevin. And he's a beautiful singer and very spiritual. And so I was kind of hoping there'd be, like, you know, a future with me and him. Because the one that I've been with for years, I'm just kind of, like, over it.
Yeah, I sense the tiredness. Linus, are you around?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah,
I'm listening to her.
Up.
She asked about Kevin. Let me concentrate on Kevin. Something she's coming out of, because I could feel that almost like chaos, but it was over with.
Yeah. She's exhausted.
Kevin, he is in church. He is a good guy. You know he's checking you out right now, Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
Who you are spiritually, mentally, and physically. He's also
mm-hmm.
checking out how you were with in the past. Checking that out too. He's a little bit older than you, huh?
No,
Kevin?
I'm a little bit older than him.
Oh, okay. Kevin is a relationship that's kind of like a day-by-day thing with him. He feels something about you that's not right. I don't know why, but he's interested, but yet he's holding back. It's like he's got to find something out about you. Are you for real, or do you play games? Do you really, you know, are you really looking for a relationship long-term? Or whatever, so I'm picking that up on him. I pick up that Kevin is a good guy, but he's a little reluctant about you. It's almost he's got to see a few things about you first, before he makes that commitment.
Like, is she really done with the old...
the old guy, that must be, yeah.
Yeah. And even though you're tired of him at the moment, it could be, you know, some people can't help themselves being drawn to someone. Even if they're not really the best for them.
Yeah, no, I'm done. I'm done. Yeah, I care about him, but as far as relationship-wise, I'm done because I'm looking forward to being with this other young man. So it's all I can think about.
Well, it sounds like Kevin is sort of waiting to make sure. So... from a psychological perspective, I have to say this. If you are with somebody that you're not ready to, or you don't really want to be with, or you're around that person all the time and other people are seeing that, it makes it difficult for somebody else to slip in there because they don't want to pop in, piggyback on somebody else's energy, and they also want to make sure that it's clear for them to enter. So if you are dating a bunch of guys and you're looking at Kevin to possibly be a shoo-in, it's going to probably hold him off more, right? So being with somebody that you don't want to be with, even if it's just dating, just to sort of date, you know, or have a date to go out with, that basically prevents something more permanent from walking in there, because they're, who wants to put themselves in the middle of that?
Well, I'm not dating anyone right now, and I mean, maybe he's well, this man that we're speaking of that was in the past, he's the father of my child, but we've been over for quite some time. We've been pushed apart just by situations, and like, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm just letting you know.
So, you know, be circumspect about, you know, how you carry yourself, especially as Linus is saying this person is watching you.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. You know, when people are alone and they definitely don't have someone else in their life, they have a certain way of behaving. And then people kind of, you know, watch that, who are hoping, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because men, I'm going to tell you straight up, men do not like to be rejected at all. I mean, that's really hard for them. Seems like they don't bounce back as easily as we do. So, So they will often watch a situation to make sure they're not stepping into something else. So he may be giving you time to make sure you're, okay?
Okay. I think I get it. I mean,
yeah.
Do you all see him eventually coming forth and saying, hey, are you single? Or, you know, just asking, because I don't mind telling him I'm single. I'm not with anybody. I haven't been in a while either, you know. So.
Well, it's always good. Communication is great. Without communication, we don't get understanding. So, you know, just talk to the guy. Talk to Kevin. Have a conversation with him. But like I said, he is watching you, and it's probably, as Brenda said, to see if you're really done with your past relationship. So you have a child together. He's going to be in that child's life till they're 18, but that's all. There's nothing between you and him. He's just the father of your child. And I think that's
good.
What Kevin needs to realize, that you are done and you're open to something new.
I really am. And I don't know if he's seen somebody or not, but I know I'm not. I mean, he just had a new baby. So I don't know what the deal is with that, the mother.
Well, like I said, have a conversation with him. That's the only way you're going to find out, right? You don't want to ask somebody else or make phone calls. Talk to the person directly and, you
exactly.
know, let him know.
We do need to move on. We have quite a few people in the queue. Sorry, honey, but we do need to move
on.
Okay.
Thank you for your call, Sheena, and we're wishing you the very best. Have a wonderful week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, we need to move along quicker. Area code 314, you're on the air. Who's this?
Quicker, quicker, quicker. So I give you some relief. It's Joni. And
hi, Joni.
Joni. Hey.
Joni.
Hey.
St. Louis area.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I bet you guys
are
having good weather.
Yeah, it rained a lot today. Boy, our crime has really gone up since. It's just, maybe it's always been like that, but all that attention from Ferguson and all that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, every time you turn on the news here, I mean, it's just insane. Really
yeah.
is. Really is. So I was just being, I'm trying not to be judgmental. This isn't why I'm calling today, but just listening. I listened to another show today, but a lot of times people don't, I mean, just be, nobody wants to hear what I got to say here, but just be open and thankful. I mean, no matter what you get, it's really hard for a couple minute reading when you don't, you know, and sometimes people, you don't answer like they like, and you could just feel it in the vibe. So
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of just really, really more focused on me, not just, you know, it's just so hard. So I get a little bit like, I wish everybody would be just like, okay, yeah, and make it work, you know, like whatever you're pulling up for them and be grateful. But anyway, sorry.
You're doing fine.
You're doing fine, honey. Go ahead.
Nina, like, reached out a little bit. So some stuff's behind me. I had some in the last about 3 weeks to a month. This individual is gone now, that a highly crazy high school connection, alcoholic person. And then I had, the electric bill almost got cut off and just some drama like that. And it somewhat is resolving, but it has a lot of residue. As you know, too, I'm still looking for employment. So not asking, just seeing whatever you want to pull up or pick up on the short side.
Joni, I pick up a lot of kinetic energy around you. Okay. So I think that you know, there's a lot of stuff that's coming off of your energy. You need a good grounding. Have we talked to you about grounding before?
I don't think so.
Okay, I think you need a good grounding, honestly.
Okay.
I feel like there's little things going on that are, like you're saying, little annoyances.
Mm-hmm.
But has this been happening with some frequency in the last couple of months for you?
As far as, what do you mean, like annoyance?
Just like all of a sudden this annoyance will happen, and then things will go good for about a day or two, and then something else. And then it could just be little weird energy things.
Yeah, I definitely been going through with the individual physically around me or not. So I don't want to use it as a crutch or a hindrance, like, you know, because it was just a bleep in the road. Because it's easy to hang your hat on that. But, I definitely kind of be coming through like a real zenny, peacefully kind of like, and then an isolation-y, hunker down, and then a depression. And then I've been told on the psychic or spiritual level, you know, it gives me some peace to know, well, you know, you're working through, you're waking up, or you're trying to, you know, shake it off, or you're, you know, whatever it is, there is a knowingness. But the physical world, as far as like the bills and maybe what I'm putting out there when I go on the job interview, that seems like, wow, that sounds like it could be, you know, close to home, and it seems like it would be right. And then there's something they're picking up, or it's not the right job. But, you know,
your stress levels are affecting your energy, and it's almost like you I guess the best analogy that's coming to mind when I'm feeling your energy is it's almost like a light, like a downed wire. So like it's kind of sparking all over the place, and it's like, you know, sometimes it's on the ground, sometimes it's in the air. So your kinetic energy needs to sort of come down and be calmed. And I think that it's affecting all the different areas of your life. I'm just, from a psychic point of view, I get like this real live wire thing going on with you. And it will, I mean, actually cause some issues in your physical life. And, yeah, people will read strange energies off of it. So I think it's like grounding. Nina and Lennis can give you some really great information on grounding, but you could use some serious grounding, and I'm not necessarily saying smudging. You could smudge yourself and that might help, but you really could use a lot of meditation and tree hugging and walking on grass with your bare feet.
Yes, me. You need to be grounded. Get a hold of me. You have my email address. Get a hold of me, and we'll talk about grounding, okay? Because
okay.
I think that's one of the main things that you need to do right now. You really need to be grounded and to focus more on the positive.
I think that with this individual that was here, I got like ransacked, basically. That really, on top of kind of what was already kind of going on with me, he was here from about March 15th until about 4 days ago, and it got like I called the police, and he was stealing my wallet. And, you know, it just got real psycho crazy. I'm just coming off of that. I dropped him off at the Salvation Army. I'm just coming off of, like, that nuttiness of it all. But I'm also mourning something, too. Like, there's a void now on top of that. Like, you know, like a lot of separation and movement, but I'm, like, not moved to the next level on, yeah, so. But anyway, grounding. Go ahead.
Will definitely help with that, Tony. And like I said, get a hold of me, and we're going to talk a little bit more. And I'm I'm going to send you some Reiki. I have been sending to you, but
yes.
I'm going to continue. And we'll talk some more about this, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Things will start moving quickly.
Let us hear anything, anything else, baby, on the job or money front? I mean, I can go deliver food. I'm thinking about, you know, I even went and tried to do a model haircut, but some of these aren't, like, I know what you're saying. They're picking up energy. I'm throwing stuff out there. But at the meantime, I still gotta figure out how to survive while I'm going through all of it.
No, you don't have to figure out how to survive. You are surviving. You need to change the words around a little bit and change them to the positive, because what you are doing... I was putting out the negative into the universe, and you really need to send out positive. So try, just stop a minute and think before you say these things, and change it around to more positive. It will help you so much more.
Okay. All right.
All righty. Well,
Alrighty.
Thank you, Joni, for calling. Get better for you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful week and stay positive. Okay. All righty, next call. You're listening to Friday Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina, and we've got Brenda on with us, which is good, on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and the chat room is open. Okay, area code 916, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Thank you for your patience. How can we help you today?
Oh, well, great. I'm retired, and I was just curious what you see in the future for service or career or schooling or courses that I take. Do you see what kind of path I need to take now? Because I'd really like to start over again.
Okay, give me one that I can concentrate on. You gave me several. What's the most important to you?
Okay, anything to do with alternative healing or metaphysics.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Nina. Sound like you.
Well, as you know, I am a Reiki. And if you decide to go into that realm, it's very rewarding to help people. Start taking some courses. Take some Reiki courses. Learn a little bit more about crystal healing. Start going in that direction. I think you will find it will be very beneficial for you. That make sense?
It does, yeah. I'm taking Reiki, and I just learned how to use the crystal right now.
Okay. Which Reiki did you take?
Reiki 2.
Okay, so you're in Yusui then. Okay, you do know that there is 4 levels to Yusui Reiki. I suggest you take all 4, because then you will have your masters and your instructors when you go into 3 and 4. So that way you can... definitely take on clients and do healing from your own home if that's what you wish.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
You have a tranquil backyard, or is it somewhere on your property? It seems tranquil.
Yeah, the backyard.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I can see that was. That's the first thing I saw with you before you started talking, is I saw this tranquil space. And I thought that meant that you were just getting ready to go into a life of a leisure, but now it makes sense. That's going to connect real well for your Reiki, and that would actually serve, like Nina said. with, you know, doing this at home. So it would be really, it's a great path to be on, and a lot of people can use that energy. So you could set up a pretty good cottage business for yourself.
Okay, I'm just open to this because I love healing. Yes, I was a nurse
before. There you
before,
go, healing, teaching, healing.
And
you're
being
there.
A nurse before, you've got the basics there. If you were a nurse before, you got the basics. So, yes, definitely go on that path. You're going to find it so rewarding, just as you did your nursing.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, thank you, Nancy, for calling. We wish you the very best, and I'm sure you'll succeed better than you know.
Okay.
Yeah, love to hear back from you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Okay, I think we got time for one more call. Let's ease this in. 914, you're on the air with Lena's friend, Anina, who's just hi.
How are you?
This?
Melissa from New York.
This is who?
And, Melissa from New York.
Melissa. Oh, Melissa. Okay.
Yeah.
Melissa, is this my Melissa?
Well, I don't know.
No, it's not. No, because
no,
I hear kids.
Melissa.
Her kids are, my Melissa's kids are in college. Go ahead.
My question, ladies, I'm single. I just want to know a timeline when I'm not going to be single anymore.
Hmm. August. I'm picking up.
Ooh.
Yep.
Let me
tall, dark man in August.
June, July, August. Okay. Yeah, because I was going to say about 5 or 6 months, so that works. Yeah, it's a stretch of a few months, but yeah. And that means
August.
Not single. That means you've seeded a little, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Linus? Like, she's going to be in the throes of the relationship, right?
Yeah, she will definitely be in a relationship by August. I mean, it won't be like just starting. You're right. They will have already been dating, but by August, it's like their confirmed commitment to each other.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm an August baby, so that would be nice present.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
Thank you so much, Liz. I enjoyed your show.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. We wish you the very best, too. You're going to have fun this summer.
Yeah.
So
oh,
enjoy
yeah.
it. Yeah.
I need
enjoy
fun
this it.
Summer.
Yeah. Have fun. Date. And then, you know, hook into somebody good.
Yeah.
I definitely will make sure I tell the angels to give me a sign if that's the right person.
Okay.
Not that
and
I
give
know.
Give yourself permission. Give yourself permission for a new man to come in your life, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is some good advice there.
Yeah.
Yep. Give yourself permission to allow a man to come in your life. Okay.
Thank you,
well, thank
ladies.
You, Melissa, for calling. Have a wonderful week there, young lady.
You too.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're coming down to 2 minutes, so, and I want to give our sister station, Levitating Mindsets, Nina or Brenda, to do the schedule right quick, what's coming up next week. So, one of you, come on.
Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, we have Passage to Empowerment. Brenda, what are we? We're talking about ourselves and celebrating ourselves, are we not tomorrow?
You're the I
know,
defer to your wisdoms.
But you know what? Sometimes I have a brain fart, and I'm having one right now.
Okay, just tune in. Right. It'll be something worth listening to. How's that?
And
yeah,
night.
It's usually about how to empower yourself. So that's what we talk about on Monday nights.
And Tuesday night we have our book club, Levitating Mindset Book Club, and we are discussing To Kill a Mockingbird, and we are on chapters 12 to 15. Maybe. We sometimes...
Yeah.
But we have a great discussion, so tune into that. And on Wednesday, we have Time to Love with Lydia at 6 p.m. Mountain Step Time. Always a great talk on how to love yourself and love others, so stay tuned for that. And that's our lineup for this week.
Yeah.
And my lineup is on Tuesday from 5 to 7. I'll be on Spreaker.com with music. Wednesday is in the studio where we do entertainment news, current news, hot topics, news of the weird, but all that's on Wednesday. And that's from 5 to, no, it says 6 p.m., I'm sorry, from 6 to 7. And then Friday, I'm on Spreaker for Friday Traffic Jams from 5 to 7. No, 4 to 6. It got moved back an hour. 4 to 6. So either way, Levitating Mindsets tomorrow night. Don't forget that. I'll be on Tuesday night from 5 to 7. And I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We can back that off.